With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last month, during a staged Earth Day event with timber industry executives at a school in Georgia, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt announced that the Trump administration would officially consider the clear-cutting and burning of forests to be good for the climate. The administration declared that burning wood, or biomass as it's called in industry jargon, to generate electricity is carbon neutral. This means that EPA will grant the rapidly growing biomass industry exemptions from future pollution control rules, because the carbon dioxide the industry releases will supposedly be offset by its replanting of trees. One of the biggest beneficiaries of the policy shift is a Bethesda, Maryland-based company called Enviva Biomass. It is the world's largest producer of industrial wood pellets, and it owns manufacturing plants in Virginia, North and South Carolina, Mississippi, and Florida. The company did not respond to my request for an interview, but here's how it describes its business in a promotional video.
Enviva wood pellets directly replace coal in industrial-scale power plants, allowing plants to continue to operate while decreasing their dependence on fossil fuels and reducing their carbon footprint. By reliably providing customers throughout the world with an alternative to coal, Enviva is part of a cleaner, greener, low-carbon energy future.
This is not a clean industry by any measure.
Carrie Powell is a former EPA Senior Clean Air Act attorney who authored a report on the biomass industry for the Environmental Integrity Project, which I also worked on.
Burning trees to produce electricity actually produces a lot of pollution. Not only does it release millions of tons of greenhouse gases, but it also generates tons of soot particles that trigger asthma and heart attacks, as well as pollutants that cause smog and cancer. Burning trees doesn't solve the climate change. It actually makes it worse.
Powell and a colleague examined federal and state records for 21 wood pellet plants across the South. They concluded that more than half of the plants were violating the Federal Clean Air Act, either by failing to keep pollution below legal limits or by not installing required pollution control systems. Her investigation also found that at least 8 plants have had fires or explosions since 2014, many of which released large amounts of air pollution. Emily Zucchino is a manager at the Dogwood Alliance, which fights industrial logging. She noted that an Enviva biomass export terminal in Chesapeake, Virginia, was shut down in February after suffering a major fire.
You have massive piles of wood chips sitting and generating heat, like any biomass product will when sitting like that. And so we see frequently at facilities fires that put the local workers there at risk, both for in extreme cases, you know, severe injury or death.
And looking at the bigger picture, many scientists call the alleged carbon neutrality of burning wood a fallacy. Among the critics is Sammy Yassa, a senior scientist at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Cutting and burning trees in power plants emits more CO2 out of the smokestack than fossil fuels. That's established science. It's even recognized by the industry. It's pretty much undisputed. Industry likes to argue that trees regrow and that regrowth can recapture carbon, but in fact, that regrowth takes decades to centuries to occur, if it occurs at all.
In other words, you can't make the earth cleaner or greener by cutting down its forests and burning them. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.